Sahana bhavatu, sahana bhunaktu, saha viryankaravavahai, tejasvinavadhitamastu ma vidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shantihi. Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
So where did we end? We did a favorable article,
yes,
right?
We did
that one. Okay, so any questions? Anything? How do we offer our endeavor to Krishna? In Narada Pancharatra, it's stated there that a person who is actually in devotional service must be engaged in all kinds of activities, those prescribed in the revealed scriptures and also those which are accepted for his livelihood. So, this actually points out to how devotee must use his intelligence. Devotee must discriminate. So, use the knowing the shastra. It's actually the ability to practically use it. Just knowing not to quote verses, not anybody can do. But then, how to apply it in one's life? This is expertise. And to teach somebody and who can, how to apply it, then that's master. Now, we need to understand the knowing how to use that activities. So, that's the utmost importance. We need to take it and then understand the principle behind the activity. From the activity, then how do we use it? So, Shastra, it's very practical. There is nothing which we may say, oh, that doesn't apply or it's impractical. We may not see it. But it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. So we should endeavor to find the connection of how does it apply to us. If we cannot, we should not doubt the Shastra. No, when the Americans flew to the moon, supposedly, whatever. So that Srila Prabhupada pointed out that it's not a moon. Now, there were some devotees who were doubting and they said, no, they actually must have gone to the moon. So, Srila Prabhupada, he commented on that he said that he can understand that the devotees don't believe necessarily what he says, but how can one doubt the Shastra? So, knowledge of the Shastra and application, this is essential point for being able to preach to the people. You see, like we mentioned Arjuna, he is now in between the dilemma to kill or not kill Ashwatthama. He knows the Shastra, so he can do it to satisfy both sides. That's expert. Now, we have to develop this kind of expertise. Very soon, the world will be going through difficulties. People will be looking for somebody who can guide them. It's not going to be the modern day politicians. They are incapable. And those who are, others exploiting the people for their own purposes also will not be able to, because they are biased. So only devotees will be able to actually lead the people properly. But the devotees, first of all, must understand and apply their own philosophy. Because what will you preach to the people? The New Age stuff does not work. It's the Shastra which works. Now we have to try to look into it, understand it, apply it. Then, having faith in what we had done, then we can go forward. We can show the people how it applies, how it works, our own examples. We have communities, we have the farm communities, we have temples. Now, if they have some problem, then they will want a solution. A person, a devotee, who understands the Shastra, who understands the conclusion of the Shastra, can explain. Now, if they apply it or not, then that's up to them. But if they do, and they figure out it actually works, they will develop faith. So, this is very excellent opportunity for spreading the Krishna consciousness around the world. Again, the dualities come in play. Somebody may consider it as very bad situation. But for somebody, it will be an excellent opportunity. Now, how do we take it? It depends on our understanding, depends on our application, and then how we stand for it. So we should take it and fully understand the process of devotional service, fully understand the Shastra, and then go and preach. Because the answers are in the Shastra. But nowadays, the understanding is that the knowledge is for everyone. So then you have internet. You type something and then you will get it. Without discrimination. But that's not the Vedic point of view. The knowledge is available to those who are qualified to see it. Because knowledge, it's like the knife, can be used properly or misused. Therefore, a highly educated person is such who has great knowledge and character. So those who have the adhikar to see what the Shastra says, they will see it. And that's developed by our personal activities. we endeavor for seeing it, we endeavor for that we want to apply it, Krishna will give us the intelligence to see it. You can constantly read a spiritual book and you will find new and new points based on your qualification. And you get qualified by applying what you have just read. If you don't, then your realization may be very minimum, and then you will not see these points in the Shastra. But again, that does not mean that it's not there. Our senses are imperfect, so if we are using our material senses for seeing something where it is, we will not see it. If it suddenly becomes dark here, you don't see the pillars, you don't see anything, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. So we are in dark, so we have to use the knowledge as the light. So that's important to the Shastra, that's important, our personal importance. How actually, if we want to serve Srila Prabhupada, if we want to do something useful, that's the opportunity. Try to see what and how to apply the Shastra in our own life and others' life. Explain to those who need it. Show them the importance. Then the faith grows and then the movement will spread all over the world. Yes?
Can you say that these two principles, those prescribed in the real scriptures, they are relating to the ashram, and those which I said before, his livelihood, is more related to the vana? Or is it principle and detail?
Well, you see, okay, so those prescribed in the river of scriptures. Now, in fact, see, both are prescribed, both are revealed in the scriptures. They are there. The Vedas, right? But some will be what is directly beneficial for you. So the Vedas say, worship Krishna and just chant his holy name by various means. There are 9 processes which you can follow, you will go back to Godhead. But understanding that we are conditioned, so then the process of varna and ashrama applies, and then, okay, this is what accepted for the livelihood. Now, you have some needs, you have some difficulties, you have anarthas, you have desires, engage them, but properly. So a person on lower level will see his needs as first. And then he will try to engage the results of the activity in such a way so then he follows then not to forget the Lord. So that will be the first real step in devotional service. Anything before that will be just some attempt and then some agata security may be there. But if we offer the results, then we are actually on the path of devotional service. But the devotee who purifies himself and then he develops the affection and attachment for the Lord, so then he will not see his need of livelihood different from being with the Lord. So for him, the most important will be serve the Lord any way he wants me to serve. So then that will become real servant. So that's the time when the devotional service actually really starts. So when we develop the platform of always remembering Krishna, that's the real devotional service. So that's the definition of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Because then we can develop the Bhajana Pranali, we know our position, we know how to serve, we know what, and then we can actually take part, you know, in the activities in the spiritual world. So that's the essence. But if you say that to somebody who is not qualified, they either say, oh, that's not for me, I have nothing to do with it, and reject it. Because of the influence of the modes of nature. So the Vedas are written such a way so that they give you from any position in the material world, in any guna, anywhere that you can make steps forward to your ultimate salvation. But in every section, when the Vedas describe the activities, no, you want to eat meat, how to do it, no, this, that. So that's description. This is what the people want to see. But who is really looking will find that, but all these keep you in the material world, because when you kill the animal, then you have to get born for the animal to get the opportunity to kill you. So for the people who really want to, you know, do things properly, they won't kill. That's the conclusion. So that's the most important. But the most important people don't see. Like on cigarette packet, right? Everything is written there, all flashy advertisement is there. But in small letters, that smoke is injurious to health. That's the most important. It's there. But only those who will be looking for it will see it. Everybody else will not see it. So they have advertisements, so they are experts, so they hide it. Vedas are not doing it this way. Vedas, they give it to you without hiding. But because of the desires, because of the conditioning, we will not see. We don't want to see it. Because we like to be, because we are conditioned, so we like to be cheated, or we want to cheat. We have the propensities of the conditioned soul. We will not want to see it. We don't want to really get out of here. But as soon as we want to, we will be looking for these passages. So, and then we will start thinking, okay, what is all this about? Why do I need to do it? I don't need to do it. I just need to worship the Lord. And I will get everything, all the benefits of this. And more. So that's the ultimate. So therefore, Vyasadev understood that there is a problem how the people see. So for those who want to worship the Lord, for those who want to leave this material world and actually worship the Lord as their life and soul, then Hiroshima Bhagavatam. That's the all conclusion. This is the conclusion of the Vedas. And just reading Bhagavatam, then it will take you back to Godhead. So that's what we have to contemplate on.
I was just thinking that I saw a survey, and they don't even need to hide on the cigarette packs, the warnings. They can print them in huge letters, and people, they still don't see it because
they cannot. Those who are buying cigarettes, they're addicted to it.
Yeah, exactly.
They need it.
They only see it as a symbol of their addiction. It's not.
And in fact, some people even feel better. See, I'm risking my life.
Yeah.
Because jumping of bungee jumping, right? You're playing with your life, but people are so frustrated already that this is what only gives them satisfaction of the senses. Not just some no skiing or some no jumping in the water and swimming, it doesn't give them the pleasure. So people are not more and more degraded because of this. Now, see, it's always the same scenario. How do the British now make the Indians now addicted? Nobody was drinking tea. So then they wanted to now sell, now make big profits. So they wanted, okay, so then the Indians should drink tea. Nobody would. It's not good. So then they pay the people to drink the tea. So they drank. Then as they were now getting accustomed to it, so they stopped paying them. And then it's free, now take it. After some time, they need it. So then now you pay. And they were paying. Addiction. Look at the internet. Internet, right, it's free. Okay, use it. Now, there is, no, scientists, they now discovered that on the people who are on the Facebook, when they are not connected to the Facebook for, no, one day, they get the same symptoms as a drug addict doesn't get drug for one day. It's the same symptoms. So there is no difference. Now, okay. You will see after 1 or 2 years, you will be paying for internet. They make you addicted, and then they make you pay for it afterwards, and knowing that you will pay, because you need it. It's all about money. So, to be able to get out of this, because it's going to be, the people always will be exploited by those who want to exploit them. So, one has to understand by seeing, you know, being above it. Then you can see, then you can, you know, take steps to stop that. Otherwise, it's not possible.
Yes, we have to transcribe all these lectures fast because the internet will be gone and all these gadgets will be gone and then all of this information will be lost.
Well, it will be there, but you will be paying for it.
Yeah.
Because you already need it. You have the need for it, so you will pay. And somebody will make money of you. It's very smart. They're very intelligent people.
Is it like that with phones?
Well, the phones, you look, the company, no, they are ripping you off. And what can you do? What can you do? Reliance comes and tries to do something revolutionary. So then, okay, you can have the mobile, you can have your local number on your mobile phone anywhere you go in India, so you don't have to pay any roaming charges. Right? Then the rates were so cheap that nobody could compete. So then immediately they have a company, no, they have some Indian regulation, something. And they said, no, you cannot do that. You have to raise the money. So it became more expensive. So then there is so-called competition, so then the others can compete. But as it goes, who can stop you to raise the money afterwards as much as you want? Supermarkets now go everywhere and they offer you the cheapest prices. We had it here. No, see, like the Bata shoes. No, he offers the cheapest prices. This is how he started. He was selling boots for the cheapest price in the locality. So everybody was bankrupt, only he was making money. And after that, he had the money to buy all the companies who bankrupt. So he expanded. The supermarkets, they go and they destroy all the small people. Right? Because they have the cheapest prices. But how can you even believe that they will keep the cheapest prices if there is no competition?
Well, they would if they're the only ones.
They will have the only prices, whatever they want. No? They are not interested to offer you services. They are interested to, get the money off you. And they will. So, the people are not here to be nice to you. The people in the material world, they are here to take advantage of you. So if you are not smart and you don't know that, you don't know how to protect yourself, then you will be exploited. On the material platform, everything is against us. There's nothing, you cannot enjoy it. Anything you enjoy, you pay high price for it. Very, very high price. Even though they tell you it's for free. Take credit from this bank and then enjoy yourself, go for the holiday. And you go for the holiday, it's supposed to be cheap, but... No, you find out that you pay 3-4 times what they promised you. And some people they give even scope that you can actually play that you can pay one credit by the other credit so they give you little thing that if you use a lot of intelligence actually it looks like that you are smarter than them. But that only shows how smart they are. Because of that, then it hooks you more on it. And when you figure out that you are not as smart as they are, you are so much in debt that you have to follow their rules. You have no way out. So...
The company in Denmark was offering loans for 50% interest.
Yeah.
That's like the Russian mafia.
they do it. Some private companies, they offer. And then if you don't pay the day exactly,
yeah.
They come and then they take your house, yeah. Whatever. No, and they have no, please give me a few days. No, that's the right thing. The house is mine. You get out on the street. I don't care. They don't have to. There's no protection by the government. There is nothing.
No, the government likes this kind of behavior.
They get profit from it also.
That's what they do. I mean, politicians are righteous too.
So, and people, how can it be? No, whom can I go to? Nobody, you cannot. And now they are thinking about Europe probably will cease to be.
The euro is not doing too well.
No. What is the euro? Euro actually just should show how everybody should have the same economy and same. but it doesn't work. You cannot have it. It was there already. No, all the currencies were based on dollar. But the dollar, the value of the dollar is not based as it was some years ago on the gold reserves. No, it's a legal tender. It's basically you agree to pay for it this much. You have trust in dollar. Therefore, the dollar has such value. But if people stop buying and spending, then you don't need to take loan. And how will the banks create the money? Because they are creating the money. So that means the fate is less, dollar will go down. And all the currencies based off the dollar will go down also. It's also happening everywhere. Some countries, smarter countries, they disconnected from the dollar. China and the others.
Still Chinese have a lot of investments in dollars and have a lot of their reserves in dollars. So they are still...
Yes, they do. But most of them are in the US and other Western countries. So they are smart people, they are vaishyas. They are much better than any Western economist, whoever you may say. Then some may see the economy in India very chaotic or in China, they don't know what's happening, but that doesn't mean that something is it's bad. They are very smart. So when the time comes, they may own the world because they have the investments. And they are very patient people. They get what they want when the time comes. Yes, they don't trust these banks. They don't trust these banks and the papers. Yeah. So that's reality actually.
Good thing we don't care for those things.
Well, we should learn all these how to see it, actually what's happening, and we should understand how does it apply to us. Because economics do apply to us. We need to buy some stuff. We use the same money, but knowing that it's the devaluation is there, the currency is getting, the value is getting less, so then you invest in something will grow, the price will grow with the currency going down, or be independent. Have your own little field, your cow, grow what you need for your family, and then that's it. Just don't expect to get more than what you actually need. And if you actually focus on that and you set yourself that, okay, this is my quota, that's much I get, and you don't expect anything more, you will be happy because you will get what you expect. The problem becomes when you start expecting more than actually you are able to get, then the frustration comes. So I think we will have to end here today because we have a meeting with the parents. So, then tomorrow what time? Because there is the class is also not there in the morning. So we can do it early. Is there a morning class?
No. Not Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, March.
Not even the class for No, very early?
No other classes. Just yours.
Mm-hmm. Means the Hinto Buddhist.
It's not there.
I mean, more just not there.
He's going in the afternoon. Maybe in the morning. So why don't you come at 7 o'clock? Yeah. Okay. Tomorrow at 7 then. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.